to Let's Talk About It. I am your fantastic host, Shannon Devlin.
And I'm Malik.
And I'm Danica. Woo!
And this week we are talking about favorite holidays. We have been with you through Christmas.
We didn't start during Christmas. We started after Christmas.
Yes, but I have been with these wonderful people from Christmas, Thanksgiving, all the holidays. Yep. All of the holidays. Now we are going to ask, what is your favorite holiday?
You go first, Danica. It's your topic.
Oh, but I didn't think that far. You asked me to come up with a topic. I come up with one. I don't think of the answer yet.
Danica, I gave you like 2 weeks.
Oh, man. I guess I'm going to go. I know this is so stereotypical, but Christmas.
Well, yeah, you're a Christmas baby. That makes sense.
Oh, yeah, I guess that makes sense. Do I have to have a reason behind it?
You're a Christmas baby.
Yeah, there you go. That's pretty much your reason. Well, then I guess mine would be Thanksgiving.
Why?
You like remembering how we killed a bunch of Native Americans for land?
I like the day I was born.
Is it on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I was born on Thanksgiving.
Oh, how cute. I think so is my dad and my other side's grandpa. So look at you, Malik. What about yours, Shannon?
What holiday were you? What holiday were you born on?
What holiday I was born on? None. I wasn't born on any holiday.
All right.
I was just born in spring, April 14th.
Well, wait, what's 99? Your favorite holiday, Shannon?
I'm getting to that, Danica.
Okay, Shannon.
Vinny Sorco, Shannon's alter ego.
I like Easter or when or Christmas. Not Thanksgiving.
Why not Thanksgiving? What's wrong with Thanksgiving?
You just celebrate how we killed a bunch of Native Americans for land.
No, you celebrate family.
Yeah, you're giving thanks to what you have.
You all get around?
Why did we start it then?
Because we killed Native Americans, but you know. Yeah. Why didn't, you know, what's Christmas now?
Well, it's changed, Shannon. That's how life works.
Christmas isn't about the birth of Jesus anymore.
Yes, it is.
That's why we don't live in the Baroque period.
Yeah.
We live in the postmodern period.
Sure.
What is the Baroque period?
Art history.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, exactly. I'm learning, Dr. Pinson.
Well, yeah, but there's still like a split.
Yeah. A split between?
Like people that celebrate Christmas for religious reasons and people that just celebrate for commercial reasons.
I actually don't know too many people who celebrate it for, like, religious reasons.
Yeah, I mean...
I don't think
we do anymore. My family's Christian, but, I mean, we don't, like, celebrate it for that reason. It's just tradition now.
Yeah.
So you just celebrate it to get gifts for each other?
I don't get gifts. I give gifts.
Why? What does it mean to you?
I like giving gifts.
So you have to give gifts on a certain day in December and call it Christmas.
You feel less guilty when you buy other people gifts compared to yourself.
I don't know if guilt is the reason. I still buy things.
I don't buy myself things.
No, I still
buy
things.
I never do anything for myself. That's why I'm a sad person sometimes.
The reason I don't get gifts is because I just get things if I want it. I just buy it. Why do I give gifts to people? Because it's Christmas.
What is the meaning behind it? Everything has a meaning behind it.
Yeah, this everything does.
Exactly. The thing with Scotland and, like, everything has a meaning behind it. So, like I said, Thanksgiving isn't about, family. That's what we transformed it into. And Christmas isn't just about giving gifts. It was about, in Christianity terms, it's Christ. So,
yeah.
Christ Mass. So, it's just, like, talking about how he got, like, 3 gifts, and now we buy everyone gifts from this guy named Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Easter now. So.
Okay.
Also another Christian holiday. I don't know why we don't celebrate Jewish holidays or Muslim holidays, but it's always, like, Christianity.
You can.
I feel like Christianity is much more broad.
That's what I mean.
I know people who celebrate Rosh Hashanah.
So why do you celebrate Easter?
Why do I celebrate Easter? I don't know. I don't know if I really, I don't know if we really celebrate holidays anymore. We just kind of.
Yeah, I don't know if I celebrate Easter either. I mean, like, my family likes to go to church together for Easter. But
that's celebrating, but, I guess.
I mean, that's about it. We don't really celebrate. We used to when I was little.
Yeah, we used to.
We had those scavenger hunts.
We don't really go to church anymore. I guess we get a candy basket, and then we just kind of go about the rest of our day.
From the Easter bunny.
No, from our mom.
Yeah, it's from our parents.
Not the Easter bunny anymore. We just kind of go about the rest of our day.
In this room, you have, like, the decreasing level of Christianity. Just, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, even Thanksgiving, really. Me and my mom both worked retail in high school, so, like, we'd celebrate, and about, like, 6 o'clock, we'd leave, we'd go to work. That'd really be it.
That sounds really sad.
Well, you know, you get used to it. I don't have to work retail anymore, so... I don't work Thanksgiving.
So nothing has meaning for you?
No, I like Thanksgiving.
What has meaning for you?
Thanksgiving's about family. I get to see all my grandparents.
No. You just twisted it at the family after the poor Native Americans.
No, you twisted it about the poor Native Americans.
No, it was about poor Native Americans at the beginning.
Yeah. I didn't celebrate
that. Squanto was really nice to us, and look what we did to him.
Shannon, everything changes.
We got older. And
yeah, that's why we have technology. Everything.
That's really depressing. I don't like that at all.
Just like, I'm on my phone.
We have, I mean, that's what it is, but we have technology, so we don't celebrate holidays anymore. That's really sad.
Yeah,
that is really sad, guys. So Easter isn't about this big bunny guy coming to your house.
No.
And giving you chocolate. It's also about Jesus again, but actually he died and then he came back to life on Easter. Bada bing.
So what do you do how do you celebrate Easter?
We go to church.
Is that really celebrating though? Because you go to church, most Sundays, right?
Yeah, but it's like it's a holiday, Mike.
Okay. All right.
And then we have like, the family gets together and we have pierogies and ham.
Okay.
Very Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we do an Easter egg hunt.
You still do that?
Not for me. No, it's for... my nieces and nephews.
Oh, I would say I would still do one. I mean, yeah, I mean I'll fight someone.
No, we have our individual eggs and like the adults hide them. I had the color green.
Yeah, like you color code each egg.
That's
yeah.
So sad. What? I mean, we did that eventually.
It's
but,
not
like,
sad.
I fight someone.
I get it. It's organized. It's so the little 2-year-old doesn't miss out on all the eggs because the 5-year-old is 3 years smarter.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, there's a wide range of... It was like, Leah's a year older than me, and then Jason is like 4 years younger than me. So it was like...
Who are these people?
My cousins.
Oh, okay.
Guys, so I was like really fast when I was younger. And so my mom would take me to the public Easter egg hunts, and I would just run around grabbing like all of them. And then and then I would come back to my parents, and they'd be like, no, you have to put some back because I took too many.
That's great.
No, what was I don't in think them, we, though? Like,
I don't know. I forget.
I don't even remember doing an Easter egg hunt when we were kids.
You live a sad life, Molly.
I remember we went to church. That was a big thing. You get dressed up. You go to church.
Yep. Oh, you get your Easter dress or your, like, Easter outfit.
Easter outfit. Yeah. And then you go and get dinner, and that's really it.
Wow.
Yeah.
You live Easter's. A sad life.
Did you not even make a homemade dinner?
I think so. I mean, we didn't do it, but I mean, somebody in the family did it.
Because I think what happened for
you
us
didn't
is
go over to
go
a certain place.
No, we. I think we'd go over to somebody's house. I don't remember whose.
You like my vans?
Oh yes, so beauteous.
I thought of you because you always said I'm for pastel.
You are.
Yes, and this is pastel. If it was neon yellow, I'd be like, ew. Mm. No. Pastel, so I was like, oh my gosh, yes.
Are they new?
Yeah, I got them for my birthday. It was funny because, fun story today, Megan Shandel forgot about my saying happy birthday to me. Mm-hmm. And I said, what was Sunday, Megan, today in class? And she was like, I don't know. I was like, it was my birthday.
See, I texted you, Shannon.
Yeah, I know.
I Snapchat.
She was like, oh my God. I was like, it's okay. You're fine.
Okay.
You're fine.
Like, she snapped me twice in the day, though, so it's like...
So she snapped you, but forgot to say the words, happy yes. birthday, so mm-hmm. you were offended.
I was offended. Okay. No, it was just like, you know, like the thing you do for streaks is just like a wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Streaks are weird.
Yeah.
I don't have, how many do I have now? I used to have like 13, and now I have like 3.
I lost my one with the one friend, but nobody cares.
I think my only streaks are you two, Danica and Shana.
That's good.
I had a streak going on with Patrick back home.
We got 26.
Yeah, we're at 26. I've been doing a pretty decent job at answering your snaps.
Can we make it just until May 3rd?
What's May 3rd?
the end of semester.
Oh, okay, sure.
Yeah, and then you just don't talk to Malik for the whole summer.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll be here, Malik, if you ever want to visit me.
I'm not going to talk to you, but if you want to visit me, sure.
Malik will be here all summer. So,
will I. Wow. Look at that.
That's where I spend my free time up here.
Yeah. He loves it so much.
I just don't leave.
At Robert Morris University?
No.
You should just get the free summer housing.
No, I did that freshman year, and I lost a bunch of money, and I was hungry.
Why did you lose a bunch of money?
Because it's expensive.
Yeah, but then his mom was like, hey, do you need money? And what does Malik say? No,
I don't ask money. I don't ask for money. No, but like I had to pay for food, and like I worked a minimum wage. I worked 2 minimum wage jobs and made.
What'd you do with all the money, Malik?
8.
Oh, do you eat that much?
I guess I had to eat out because like I lived in a dorm and they didn't have kitchens, so like. I couldn't make food.
Sense. That's really stupid.
Yeah. Like, so
you didn't have to eat out.
Yeah. No. Now they have like the.
Well, I bought a crock pot.
So I'll probably use that.
Now you could have done what I do.
What?
You just make like a sandwich. Like all the stuff that I eat every day does not require a microwave.
But then I'd eat a sandwich. Well, Shannon, you also eat like you go to the YMCA day camp every day. I need a little more calories than that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would do that. Yeah.
Wait,
so
what
I
do you have every day? You have like your applesauce or something?
I got applesauce, diced pears, a fruit bar. Fruit gummy bears, mm-hmm. chips,
and the peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter, really?
Peanut butter and jelly. Yep, that is.
That's 6 things.
Yeah. But yeah, I would get paid from the dollar store. I'd make $100 every 2 weeks, and I would spend $50 on groceries. I think a week, so I'd spend that $100, and then once a month I would get paid from the AMC. I'd make I think like $400 or something like that. And that would be my money to, like, do things.
Wow.
See, I never do things.
Catch Ubers.
So.
Pay for things.
Oh,
pay to, like, live. No, I didn't have a car either.
Yeah,
so.
Well, then I would definitely be using all that money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what I don't understand.
What?
The CCO kids don't like Lent. Think Lent's stupid.
Really?
Yeah. We're all Christians. Right. I'm Catholic.
Ah, yeah, I do remember. Yeah.
Okay.
And but they're having a fast for like I don't even know how long, and they're like, "We're like, but like, what does the fast do that I wasn't doing? I was doing the same thing for a longer period of time."
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I remember I fasted once, like sun up to sundown. You eat nothing but like you can only eat like fish.
This is terrible.
It was really hard. I was a kid. My aunt was really religious growing up, and we did a fast once. We ate nothing but fish.
I believe it.
It was like fine. Like I was okay. I struggled towards the end of it because I was like hungry. I think we ate fish, and then eventually she was like, "All right, we're gonna. You can eat fruit too. Like just stop asking me to eat food."
I love fruit.
So I ate, like, I think grapes or apples or something like that.
I mean, I've, like, never done Lent or, like, a fasting before, but this
like
year I kind of just didn't eat Reese's for Lent because I was like, wow, I'm eating these, like, every day. I need to stop. So I was just like, okay, this is my excuse.
I gave up complaining about people for Lent.
Did it work?
No.
No. Not at all.
Yeah, I also didn't follow all the way through, so...
I originally gave up juice, and that lasted like 3 days.
I love juice.
Juice is amazing. I don't like. I don't drink pop. I just drink juice in general because I don't drink a lot of pop.
I don't drink pop. I drink tea and water.
I drink Hawaiian punch and water.
Where are you?
I thought you said wine and punch and water. Then I was like, you know what? Shannon's underage. I think she said Hawaiian punch.
I love me some Hawaiian.
And she also wouldn't drink in general, so.
Do you even know me in Anaheim?
Yeah, she's a sober sister.
I'm a sober sister. Me and Sarah Grabani, we're sober sisters.
Is Sarah sober? I feel like Sarah's drank before.
Yeah, she has.
She said she was a sober sister.
So no, I definitely feel
we're
like Sarah's drank
before. We're talking
about
our friend who is completely 21 years old.
Yeah, sure. Moving on, back to holidays. What are your least favorite holidays?
My least favorite holiday... To be honest, I think it's Halloween. I know a lot of people are, like, obsessed with it, but I just don't understand it. And especially, like, the Nightmare Before Christmas, like, that comes out way too much every year. Like, it's fine, but it's not the best thing.
I love Halloween. Not because you go out and dress up. I don't really dress up anymore, and I don't go and trick-or-treat anymore because all of the children in my house, in my family, are old, and they're boring. But... I like that everything's Halloween themed around that time. Like everything changes. It doesn't happen for Thanksgiving. It kind of happens for Christmas, but Halloween, everyone goes 100%. Everything is Halloween. TV channels, they're all showing their Halloween specials. Scary Godmother comes back on TV. Great set of movies. They play the Halloween Town movies again. Great movies. But my least favorite holiday is probably St. Patrick's Day. What's it for? What's the reason behind St. Patrick's Day?
I've been saying this about all the holidays to you.
Yeah, but like, yeah, okay. And we've established that I don't have a reason to celebrate anything.
But like nowadays, there's no reason behind it.
I have a reason for the season.
Because you're Irish.
No, not for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, okay.
St. Patrick's Day is just a gay day to get drunk.
Exactly. Yeah. I feel like there's
not even the Irish celebrate things St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, so St. Patrick's Day, least favorite holiday.
It's not my least favorite. I'm just neutral on it. It just happens. It's just there.
Like, I don't think I celebrated it this year, and I was like, all right, cool. It's another day that
ends. I did homework on St. Patrick's Day.
Shannon, what's your least favorite holiday?
Labor Day.
Does that count as a holiday?
No.
I don't think that counts.
It's like saying
Election Day is your least favorite holiday.
Yeah. I love Election Day.
Yeah. Election Day is pretty all right.
Okay. I get to vote because I am a woman. Hear me roar.
Maya Angelou.
What did you say?
Maya Angelou. Is that Maya Angelou?
Is that your answer? I want to hear a different answer.
I hate Valentine's Day. It's pretty stupid. I also don't do anything for St. Patrick's Day.
But Halloween.
I like Halloween.
Halloween.
It's just, I don't really dress up. I like to eat some chocolate, but like I'll have like a bar.
Shannon, I feel like you could go out and dress up and still get candy.
Yeah, they're like, oh my god, where are you? But I haven't done that.
You're like, I'm 21. I'm 20 years old.
It's like, thank you!
I did my taxes this year.
Oh, yay!
No, my mom has a person.
And I just emailed everything. Oh, my mom didn't do your taxes. You had somebody else do your taxes.
Yeah, I don't do my own taxes.
Do you even know how to do your taxes?
No idea.
Okay, good job, Malik.
Lazy. You're going to be out in the world in a year and a half, and what are you going to do?
Nothing. Find somebody to do my taxes.
You can pay me. I'll do yours for you.
Sure.
Okay.
I'll talk to you around tax time next year.
I'll do your taxes. We'll just have to sit with a personal consultation here. And that way, while I'm going doing your taxes, I can be like, hey, is this true?
I'll just go to like TurboTax or someone.
No, just come to me. Just come to me.
But like, I feel like you're TurboTax. Not qualified to do my taxes.
But I literally did both me and Andrew's taxes for 2 years now.
Oh, okay. Why'd you do Andrew's taxes? Why isn't Andrew doing his taxes?
Because I like doing taxes.
Oh, okay.
I like filling out forms, so it's like practically the same thing. Especially if everything goes right, it's so nice. And you just take your time and you're just like, wow, this is such a nice button, and then you click it.
All right.
Is it hard?
What?
Is it hard?
No.
Everyone says it's hard.
It's not hard. People are just lazy and frustrated.
I believe it.
As long as you, like, leave me alone until I have a question for you, then it's fine. But if you're, like, hanging over my shoulder while I do your taxes,
it's gonna be me.
Yeah. Malik does that all the time. Yeah. He doesn't even have to be with your taxes. Be like, what are you doing?
What's going on?
What's going on right now?
How's life?
But, like, taxes are stressful because you have to make sure every single number's right. Because, you know, like, otherwise you will either get, like, the wrong thing back, you'll get nothing back, or otherwise...
Oh, that's fine. We're going to hire someone.
Yeah. You can hire Danica.
That's too much. Pay me. That's too much anxiety.
Pay me the $50 that it normally is.
Was it $50?
I don't know. Something like that.
Jesus. Taxes are expensive.
And hopefully you guys don't have stocks, because if you even have a little bit of stocks, then it'll charge you like $90 just to file for like the stocks. And if you didn't make any money like Andrew did, then you're just losing $90 to file.
Oh. All right. Ooh.
That's not the song I want.
Okay.
Yeah, so don't buy stocks until you actually make money on stocks.
Thank you. Isn't that in New York?
What?
The stock market.
I mean, yeah, but you can still like buy stocks and not be in New York.
No. I'm going to go to New York and buy a stock.
One stock. Singular stock.
That'll make you completely rich, Shannon.
Me and Google. You ever hear of Google?
I have, yeah.
I'm sure.
How's Google's stock doing?
Yeah, I'm sure they're at like $300 for one share.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. That money?
Is that what it is?
Right here.
Oh, I lied. It's one. Wait, this isn't. Is this it? $1,233.18 for one share.
I definitely got that.
Yeah, that's oh, a. Oh, it's going really, up. It's going up.
It's going up.
53.53%.
Well, that's for today. But yep. If you look at, like, the month, it's pretty much, it dropped a lot, and then it's back to where it was.
All right, that's good.
And based on a year, it's like, yeah, it went up, and then it dropped, and now it's back up again. Yeah. I'm sure it'll go up in the summer, though, because everyone's on their computer at home. So.
I'm going to buy one right now, become a millionaire.
Yeah, you can do penny stocks like they did.
Millionaire!
You got to do penny stocks.
I just said Google.
You have to do penny stocks. You got to get like 1,000 penny stocks for $1. And then for $10. And then like half of them will like fail. And then like half of them won't fail. And then you make like 50 bucks.
No. Google.
Or you got to do mutual funds.
Mutual funds are the way to go.
You're not listening to me.
I'm giving you sound stock advice.
Yeah. Mutual funds are the way to go, man.
I like that when we do the show, Shannon does everything except for sit in the chair.
Yeah.
Guys.
She didn't even take her daily Snapchat video either.
It's the institution that tells us to sit in a chair. You
it's the man.
The man tells us to sit in a chair. You know what I did Monday? I sat in a chair for the man so I wouldn't go to jail. You know what? I did it. It's over.
How did that go?
Fantastic. They had no Wi-Fi.
Oh, that sucks.
No Wi-Fi. What year is this?
It's 2019.
Thank you, YouTube. There's no Wi-Fi at the government.
At the courthouse.
At the courthouse. I had to sit there and do old school. I had to go on my phone. I had to write down notes for my paper. And now I threw my paper in.
Did you have fun at jury duty?
No.
Really?
No, I didn't. Everyone probably thought I was 12.
Wait, so like, there's some times where the jury duty can extend because, like, the case isn't done. Is your case done?
They all fell apart.
What?
They were like, yeah, all these cases are falling apart. You can leave now.
That's
so you were released?
Yeah. Wow.
That's good.
But I'm the man made me sit there for 3 hours. Three!
Yeah, you were real excited about going too. You weren't like excited, but real excited, but you were like, I get to skip class. I get to get all my homework done.
Yeah.
And then I came back and I seen you in class. And at first I saw your other class group and I was like, wow, the one day where they film things, Shannon isn't in class. And then I seen you in class and I'm like, oh, that's good. At least you're here.
I was an actress.
Wait, can you be called at any time from, like, when you're 18 up?
Yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. I didn't know that. I thought it was 21.
No.
Okay.
I'm 20. I'm not a teenager anymore.
Oh, wow. Yep.
Look at me. This is what 20 is supposed to be, the best decade of your life.
I need Shannon Devlin and not Vinny Sorco.
Best decade. New Vans, new me.
New Vans, new me. Well, I mean, I have new Vans that don't have a hole in them, so isn't that nice?
That is nice.
I have my same New Balances from a couple months ago.
Did anyone say, hey, like, what are your shoes like?
No.
You know what, Shannon? We can all be nice to each other once in a while.
I am very nice.
Yeah. Shannon has her days.
Shannon is sass.
Sass? Is sass really mean, though? That's the question.
Not necessarily.
Exactly.
No, not always.
It's like joking around. If you can't take a joke, get out of the kitchen.
I said nothing. I was on your side. I was like, Shannon's on her eight. She has her days.
Yeah.
There was that one day where she was really quiet, though.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can you hear this?
Yes, I can.
Is it like ASMR?
I wouldn't call it ASMR, no. Do it again. I'll let you know.
I can't do it now.
That was a plane taking off. That's ASMR. People talk really.
What?
It sounds like a plane.
Yeah, you have to like talk like, really quiet.
Like a helicopter.
You could just. She was like looking up into the air.
You could hear Shannon slowly running out of breath.
Funny. I don't know what looking up into the air does, though.
It makes you feel like a helicopter.
Okay. Okay, Shannon. That's good.
You can slowly hear her. But yes, I'm 20 now. I'm an adult. Ask me questions.
How do you feel being an adult?
I feel great. I still know nothing about adulthood, but I'm living it.
How has your life changed?
We're living in the moment. I'm not a teenager anymore. So, yeah. Now I'm an adult.
So you let a number define you?
Yes. That's what I do all day, every day. I'll be 56 and I'll be like, wow, I'm really old.
I'm not sure what to say.
See, because you let a number define you. You defined a number.
What's your first adult experience been, Shannon?
Numbers.
Numbers?
Yeah, okay. What'd you do on your birthday, Shannon?
Thanks for asking, Danica.
You're welcome.
Link didn't even ask me why I did on my birthday.
I did ask you. I asked you two days before.
What did you do on your birthday? Damn. So,
I was also with you.
You were there for like 2 seconds.
Yeah, I know.
I went downtown. Well, actually, I went to church because it was Palm Sunday. And then I went downtown to the Cheesecake Factory.
Did the church people say happy birthday to you?
No.
Did they know it was your birthday?
No. Okay. No, they don't have Snapchat, the church people.
Do you go to a big church or a little church?
It's small. Okay. I'm not friends with those people.
Oh, you aren't friends with the church people?
Just say, peace be with you, and
you just go for Christ.
For Christ. Jesus Christ. Superstar. That's this Sunday. That's Easter. So Easter isn't about a bunny, everyone.
No.
Easter's about Jesus. I want you to have new meaning for Easter. I want you to celebrate it like you've never celebrated before.
I'm probably just going to drive back here.
Are you leaving for the weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to go back home.
Wow. Just for fun?
I mean, I'm going to go back for Easter.
Oh. Yeah, I think my parents want me to, like, meet them in Pittsburgh. To go to church down there. But I don't know. It depends on how much projects I have. How many projects I have to work on.
So you're not going to even celebrate Easter with your family?
I don't know. I'll see. It depends on how much I get done before the weekend.
I believe in you, Danica.
Yep. I don't.
You could do it. Wait, what was I saying now? And then we went to the Cheesecake Factory, and then I got the salted caramel cheesecake. It's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Like, amazing. If you don't like caramel, then you're a Satan.
You're I'm a Satan?
To caramel, Shannon. Mm-hmm. No, I'm kidding. Am I Satan?
Yeah, you're Lucifer.
Okay.
That's the same person.
Ah! Oh, wait, there's nice people every time. We got to wave. Hi.
I'm not waving.
Hi, people.
Don't come to this school.
Shannon's just
They can
no.
hear you.
Yeah. They cannot hear me.
Yeah, it's not soundproof.
Probably. That's funny, then. Like, don't, then, yeah.
back to how I am the devil, apparently.
Yeah.
El Diablo.
Yeah, all of that.
What about Shannon's birthday? She had salted caramel cheesecake.
Fantastic.
See, last time I went there, I didn't get cheesecake when I normally do. And I got the
I don't know why you'd go to the cheesecake. I don't know why you'd go to the Cheesecake Factory and not get cheesecake.
Yeah, well, what's wrong with meal. You?
Hmm?
I just wanted their food.
That's weird.
So I got the... Well, Andrew
their food
got,
is pretty good.
Andrew got the cheesecake, and I got the cake. Because I'm more of a cake person than a cheesecake person. Okay. And their cake was, like, amazing. It was so good. So rich. So always get the chocolate cake thingy. They have two kinds. Get the one that has the frosting and chocolate chips on the outside. What are you doing, Malik?
Just messing around.
You look very intensely at the computer.
Yeah. It's the vine was over.
Aw, so yeah. Sad.
You missed it.
Well,
wait, is there music playing behind us?
No.
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 Oh.
We're just, no.
Shannon wanted to listen to vinyl.
Yeah. Millie can't even do that.
I did it.
Do you, like, are you, like, a studio art kind of person?
Am I a studio art person?
Yeah.
Yes and no. I don't really like pottery and 3D and stuff like that. Like, I don't like 3D, but if you tell me to, like, sketch something, then I'll have a lot of fun doing that.
Then go to CMU!
Why?
They have, like, this whole studio for art people.
We also have studios for art people.
No. It's an actual art studio for studio people.
Like, everybody had their own, like,
little cubicle,
but for art. They were like built with they like built cubicles out of canvases, and there were little like holes.
Oh, what? I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you go too?
Yeah.
What is this?
Me and Shannon went to CMU.
Just to have fun.
No, it was a carnival.
Okay.
And then none of us had cash. Neither of us had cash, so we walked around CMU.
Okay. Interesting.
I thought I had a five, but I actually gave her a one, and then she was like, "There's $4 left." I was like, oh.
Oh. And you didn't have any money? Was it five per person?
No, I did eat. No,
we just got food and then left.
Okay.
I want to want rides.
I was like, why go to a carnival if you're just going to get food and leave?
I was like, that's a big line right there.
Yeah.
Have you been on a Ferris wheel, Danica?
Yes, I have been.
Yeah, it's not really fun.
No. Personally, I don't really like them.
So why am I going to pay money to go on a Ferris wheel?
All right.
It, like, makes me nervous at the top, but not, like, being at the top. Like, the heights don't scare me, but it's just, like, going down, and then you, like, kind of, like, lean whenever you're going down it, and I'm just like, oh, my God, I'm going to fall out. So.
Roller coasters, opinions, go, Malik.
I am indifferent to roller coasters. I get made fun of every time I go to, like, an amusement park because I don't scream or, like, emote at all on roller coasters.
Guys,
you have to scream.
I don't scream at all, ever. I don't make... This is probably the loudest I'll be today.
Malik, that was me on the Tower of Terror in Disney. So you know how, like, it's supposed to be, like, really scary and everybody, like, screams and you hear everybody screaming outside? Okay, so, like, I went down it, and I was literally, like, I did not want to go on it at first, and I, like, let other people, and then they convinced me to go, and so I was just like this, and then I just went like this, and then, like, you know, we kept going down, so I'm like, but, like, I made no emotion, like, in the picture, my face was, it was so funny, but I do get, roller coasters are more of a thrill for me.
Yeah, same. I also went on the Tower of Terror, but I was, like, six with all my, like, cousins that were, like, in their like mid 20s at the time, and they all like looked at me in the photo. It was fun. It's a funny photo. I don't know where it is.
My first roller coaster, like I was always so afraid of it. My brother was gonna take me, and he was like, we went to Kennywood, and he was like, oh yeah, I'll take you on a nice easy roller coaster. And then he took me to the Phantom, which I didn't know what that was. He's like, yeah, this one's pretty easy, you know. And so we got on the roller coaster and we started going up, and I'm like, oh my God, Logan, I hate you. Why would you do this? Ah! Like we got to the top and I was like, oh my God. And then it was like fun. And then I like that one now. And I went on my first upside down roller coaster loop-de-loop thingy this summer. And I'm not scared anymore. So let's go.
Which one?
It was something at Cedar Point.
Well,
I've never been to Cedar Point.
I feel like the lines are the really Phantom long. Has a loop de loop.
No, the Phantom doesn't
have a loop de loop.
Oh.
I don't think there's anything in Kennywood that has a loop de loop.
Actually, didn't they make something that goes real fast? And
yeah, the one that replaced
the Skyrocket. Yeah, that might be a loop de loop.
They made. Yeah,
I know it's a curve thing, but.
Oh.
I don't know if it's a loop de loop.
Yeah.
It's a loop de loop.
All right.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I was afraid to go on loop-de-loop,
sure.
So I was afraid my head was gonna like die.
I remember my first big kid coaster. Was the Jackrabbit.
My big kid coaster.
Big kid coaster. I mean, obviously, there's Kitty. You go to Kennywood, you go to Kitty Land, and you ride those little things, and you play all the games that are super easy. The little games.
I never played the little games.
No, I only rode the roller coasters.
No, I always played the games. That's that's what you do in between.
So you like to get scammed.
You know, it was. I was a little kid. It wasn't my money. I didn't know how money works. I don't even like going to Kennywood anymore.
Yeah.
Kennywood in general is a scam.
Not for the rides.
Pay $40 to ride the same rides over and over again.
No, the only one that's interesting is Phantom.
No, the first one that I rode was the Jackrabbit. A couple years ago, back before I became old and mean and didn't like anything, I rode the Aero 360. That was the ride that I was afraid of for a really long time. That's the one.
That's the loop-de-loop.
No, that's the one where you ride the arrows and it just like spins you around.
Oh, yeah, those ones make me sick.
Yeah, I love that thing. I was really upset when they took the pitfall out. I was too afraid to go in the pitfall, and then I rode it for a year, and then they took it out the next year.
What is a pitfall?
They take you up to the really, it's like, I think like the Tower of Terror.
Yeah.
They take you up really high, and then you just drop down really fast.
Is it the one that you're contained in something, or is that the bungee one?
Yeah.
You're contained in like a contained seat.
Yeah, now they have the Black Widow.
Never got on the Black Widow.
I've never gone on
it. It's always been broken every time
I... It's sick thing.
Every time I go, it's broken. It's honestly amazing. It's admirable, honestly.
It does get broken a lot.
It's, like, sickening. It just, like, it's spinning, but also you're going, like, mm-hmm. So it's just not... It's
like
not
the Cosmic Chaos.
The what?
The Cosmic Chaos.
I don't know what that is.
It's the little spaceship thing.
The spaceship thing, yes.
Yeah, it's like that, but... Not on a track. I also don't like the Cosmic Chaos.
Well, no, the Cosmic Chaos is fine.
I don't know the names of anything. I'd probably know if I was obviously on it.
Yeah. It's the little thing with the spaceship.
Is that the one where you like get sucked up against the walls and then you keep spinning?
I think so.
Okay. I've done that a few
times.
No,
not, before. No. You, so they like latch you on like here.
Yeah.
And like here and here. And then
you get like sucked against the wall, and it kind of like the floor drops from.
No.
Oh, no. No. No.
You're like this on a little chair, and then you spin around, and you like also move like this.
Like up and down.
Well, my first spinny ride was at a little like festival. It was probably the Big Butler Fair or something, but there's like this spinny spaceship thing, and it like you get strapped onto the wall, and so you're kind of just like this and. And it starts spinning, and
I couldn't do that.
All of a sudden, whenever it starts spinning really quickly, the floor drops out from under you, so you're just like suspended in the air. And then after that, I never wanted to go on a spinny thing again because I didn't throw up or anything, but I spit and I just felt nauseated.
Well, yeah, you're just spinning around.
Yeah,
with like gross, greasy food in your like
exactly.
system.
Exactly, and it smells bad at festivals too.
Well, yeah, because people throw up on it.
Yeah.
I kind of get the effect though, because then you're like.
And it was very hot in there.
Well, yeah, it's wind. Yeah. Wind.
Wind.
The What was my favorite? I like the one that says, "Do not stand." At Kennywood.
The Thunderbolt.
Yeah, that's fun.
Oh.
I'm always afraid of it.
We're like, me and Marina are always like, my cousin are like, we're gonna stand, and we like, but we never do. That's like the fun joke.
I'm always afraid that I'm gonna get thrown out of the Thunderbolt because it's going really fast, and like you stand, but not like on purpose, but because you're going really fast, and I'm like, oh no, this is it, this is the end right here. I'm gonna die on a Kennywood coaster.
That's fine too.
Yeah.
That means you won't have any more debt.
Exactly.
You'll just be dead.
That's probably not what. It's probably not what you're hoping for.
No, not really.
You'd rather have your debts?
I mean, I'd rather not. I'd rather die in a lot more peaceful way than falling off the Thunderbolt.
Yeah, but like then it would just be like, wah!
I feel like, but you wouldn't like die right away. You'd fly through the air and then you'd hit the ground, yeah, like, and that's, you know, what
like,
would kill you.
You know, like in a bad dream?
Yeah.
Like, you just close your eyes then.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to land wherever. You can't, like, really change anything. Apparently, you kind of can.
Yeah, like, you can, like, steer and stuff.
If you, like, go like this.
You can, like, steer and, like, aerodynamics and whatnot.
But, like, either way, something's going to break.
Just pretend you're diving into a pool.
Like, land on your butt.
Okay. Why my butt?
Why his butt? That's just going to break his tailbone or his spine and just make him paralyzed.
Yeah, but if you land on your legs, then your legs will be paralyzed.
I'd rather break arms or something.
But, like, going at that speed,
I feel like no matter what you do, you're just, like, you're in, a, like, a bad spot. There's no good way to, like, get out of it.
So just don't do it on your head. You're just dead.
Yeah, aren't you supposed to, like, go like this?
Yeah, I mean, what about, like, your back? Well, it's your spine, and everything's gone. You can't move anything. Your chest isn't really good because then your chest caves in and your ribs break and... I feel like your legs might actually be, like...
the best thing to break.
But you have to, like, sit down, like, on your butt, legs, and, like, have it spread out so that way all the force has stuff to go through.
It's just a lot of force. It's
You just have to get the force to be as spread out as possible across your body. No. That's... a belly flop is the last thing that you want to do. Those don't even work in the pool.
That would make the force less.
It's like you like sting. It stings a little bit, and then you die.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, guys, this is terrible. But what if you went up into the air and landed back while another cart thing on the roller coaster is coming?
What you mean? So like you're falling.
You fall in front of the roller coaster, on the tracks.
Aww.
I mean, some tracks are built like that, but other ones aren't.
I feel like if you. Like, how much time do you have before you hit the coaster? Are you, like, falling on the coaster, or do you have, because, like, I feel like you can slip, you can fall between the tracks in most coasters. They're not that, like...
not, like, the wooden ones.
Yeah, you can. I mean, there's a space between it. You can slip between them. Your hands are going to break your fingers, but, like, I feel like there's a way.
Say keep your hands and body inside the vehicle at all times. Yeah. But they get those things tested, so you don't have to worry about that, Malik.
Right. Yeah, they're supposed to test it, like, every morning, right?
Yeah, and it goes... Everyone's like, why are you... I just want to be on this ride! And it's
But do you think they test it with a human on it, or do you think they test it just going around?
Oh, it's alone.
Just going by itself.
Yeah.
You think the 16-year-olds at Kennywood, you think they're real excited to ride these roller coasters at 8 o'clock in the morning?
Can you imagine just a singular person, how haunting that would sound? Just like one person screaming going down a coaster, but it's like, and like, it's like at 8 o'clock, it's still kind of like misty and like dark out. Like,
Let's go to Kennywood one day.
Okay, I'll go to Kennywood.
You just said Kennywood's stupid.
Guys,
I still go every year.
1 minute. Speed round.
All right, what's the speed round?
You're supposed to say what this beef is. How do you feel about meatloaf?
Like the food?
This is a speed round, Danica. You need to answer the question quick.
I'm sorry. I like meatloaf, but I like my mom's homemade meatloaf.
Wrong answer! Meatloaf. Bad out of hell. That's what I was talking about. What do you feel about Meatloaf? But the same question, but you don't know it's the band.
I also like my mom's Meatloaf, but knowing that you're talking about the vinyl, I like what I've heard.
I said you don't know.
I mean, you're holding it, so I can assume. I've liked what I've heard, but I haven't heard that much.
And that's all the time we have for Let's Talk About It. I am your fantastic host, Shannon Devlin.
And I'm Malik. And I'm Is this the last show of the week?
Woo. See you semester? Next week. No.
Okay.
Well, unless I have a final.